This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hi, beauty. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want this episode to be something that not only you really take with you and you take pieces of this and keep them in your back pocket at all times as a reminder, but also that you know this lives here whenever you need to the reminder of this energy face to face. So I'm calling this episode Stop Trying to Do It Perfectly, because based off of so many conversations I've been having lately with women, there's a couple pieces of this that I really want to bring to the podcast. So to zoom out before we kind of dive in, I think this work that we do here on the podcast, that we do inside of the Sanctuary of She community, that we do on the self-development path, especially if you're going through the lens of energetics and quantum mechanics and the law of attraction and so many of these modalities that we love geeking out on and analyzing together. But the deeper that we open up this path of awareness for ourselves, this path of self-actualization, this path of rewiring the subconscious, the deeper aware we become in life in general. And when there starts to be an illumination on not just, you know, cruising 95% day to day on autopilot and then having things happen to us that kind of imprint and open up our conscious mind and store memories, but when we actually start creating a life of awareness that illuminates not just what we're doing, but how we're feeling and how we're thinking and the layers of all of those, and realizing that thoughts create feelings, create actions, and then bringing that with us into every area of life, there's a fine line between doing this for self-development, to become the most expanded version of yourself, to tap into your potential, to find out what you're made of, to look in the mirror and be like, you go, girl, and overanalyzing, overthinking, being too hard on yourself, leaning into your perfectionist, and actually using that as a form of self-sabotage on the path. And I think it happens once you really start getting going with it. Because when you start playing with this stuff, learning about this stuff, putting it into everyday work, it's really fun because you're realizing how much there is to work with and how it's such an empowering feeling to remind ourselves truly how much we are in control when we cultivate deep awareness and presence. And that being said, as much fun as we're having, there gets to be this point that I see a lot of people encounter, which is where we start using that awareness against ourselves. So that's what I want to break open in this episode. I think that this is such an important conversation, and I see this episode being something that I refer people back to, because it can't be that. It shouldn't be that. We can't let this get to be too hard on ourselves that we make it yet another thing in our life that isn't working for us, okay? If it's not working for you, if it's not making you feel lit up and expanded, it's because you're using it against yourself. And sometimes we don't even realize when we're doing this. So I want to break it open. The first door that I want to go into is the piece about being perfect, okay? So we set our intentions we know what we want, we develop the clarity, we're showing up every day through the lens of that. Every decision we make is a vote in the direction of where we choose to go. And we're doing the things and we're doing the things. And then we have a day, or we have a weekend, or we have a week where we don't want to do the things. We just want to be. We want to be in our feelings. We want to sit in our sadness. We want to have the Chinese food or the Thai food or the pizza or whatever. Or we want to binge watch the show. Or we want to go out to the place that we don't normally go out and have one too many cocktails. Like, whatever the freak it is. We are human. And can we not forget that that is okay? Here's what I've noticed, because I used to be a star of this. I used to require such a perfection of myself, and I held that version of myself up on such a high pedestal that I self-sabotaged constantly because I felt like I could never attain her. This is what kept me in the same spot or circling around for so long, or in that stop-go mentality. Because we are not designed to be perfect, and we are not required to be perfect to get to where we want to go. We use this awareness as a means of self-sabotage, because when we tell ourselves we have to be a certain way, and then either we're at that point in our cycle where we're just exhausted, or life has brought you some circumstances that have just put you into not your highest state, or there's been conflict somewhere in your life, or there's something really big that you're moving through, or there's a glass ceiling that you're up against, or there's something that you want to lean into but you're nervous about. It is so easy for us to give our power away, like faster than you could imagine. And we give our power away to the things we do that we deem are not perfect, or are not a part of the perfect path that we should be walking. And therefore, we do not deserve, or we will not get what we want if we're doing this. And we use it as a means to keep ourselves small. If any of you guys are familiar with Gay Hendricks' work, he talks about the upper limit, right? When we come to this place of feeling too good, we get nervous, and so we self-sabotage it to bring ourselves back to a place of homeostasis that isn't comfortable, but it's safer because there's less risk of disappointment, okay? So whether it's that, kind of like a self-sabotage to bring yourself down, or it's really just you're freaking exhausted and you just need to not be on it for a bit, whatever it is, we give our power away so quickly to the things outside of us that in our mind we're telling us we shouldn't be doing. We discredit all the work we've been doing for a decision or a couple decisions that aren't quite in alignment. Okay? But guess what? You're human. You don't have to be perfect 100% of the time, and this does not require you to be perfect 100% of the time. Think of yourself as like a little boat out in the middle of the ocean, and you're going towards an island. You want to get to that island, so you've got to do the work to make sure you're in the trajectory of that island. But if you fall asleep at the wheel and you turn a bit, yeah, it's going to knock you off course a bit, and the length that you stay off course is going to keep you off course, and it's going to take longer to get back on. But all you've got to do is just wake up, get to the steering wheel, realign in the trajectory you want to go, and you'll start heading that way again. And you've still been moving forward that whole time. You weren't moving backward, or you weren't standing still in the ocean. You were still going towards it. You just kind of made a little, you know, detour. This is what's happening, okay? And I also just want to caveat this by saying, like, any person in the world who has, like, all these things that seems to have so much of it, they are far from perfect. Like far, 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 far from perfect. In fact, there's so many people in this world who have a lot of things, who are not great people, who have made a lot of mistakes in their life, who are not proud of themselves, who are not super healthy, who are not super in alignment with themselves. Like, let us just use that as an example. Perfection is not required. What this work does, and the point of this work, is not to train yourself to be perfect, but it's to train yourself to become the woman who, when she says she's going to do something, she's going to do it. She has self-trust. She has self-confidence. She has self-love for all the versions of herself. She's built that willpower and that strength by showing up for herself consistently, so that the voices of fear and doubt shrank and shrank and shrank, and the voices of trust and excitement and desire grew and grew and grew. She made peace with her shadows and she leaned into her light. She wasn't afraid of taking up space. And in the process of doing this, you become the person that you really get to find out what you're made of. And life really does become this game of, where do you want to go with this? What do you want to do with this? Because now all of a sudden there's no chains around you. You're free from yourself to create and attract that which you seek. And in my opinion, that's the entire point and beauty of the entire human experience. And working with these universal laws at a conscious level allows you to tap into that. But it's like, if you want to lose weight, you can't eat cookies and fast food 6 days out of seven and not go to the gym and expect to lose weight. It's with anything. This is a mental energetic gym. You've got to show up consistently on the path that you want, but you don't have to be perfect. The person who is super healthy still has their days, still has their weekends, still has their weeks when they're not on track and they're eating the cookies and they're eating the pizza and whatever. Like, just this food metaphor is always so easy to go to because we can get behind that so well, right? Person's been putting in the work at the gym, they've been putting in the work with themselves and their routines and their habits, and they've created a body that they love. They can take a day off, they can take a week off, they can take a weekend off, and they can get back on and redirect their boat in the trajectory of the island that they're going to, because it's who they are. It's not something they're just trying to be. It's the identity that they've cultivated underneath all of that. So zooming out from this perfectionist state, what things do you so easily give your power away to that discredit all the work that you've been doing on yourself? That discredit all of the the beautiful lengths and leagues that you've traveled thus far in your ocean to your island, right? How quickly do you give that away to the bad food that you eat, or the show you shouldn't have watched, or the fact that you scrolled too much that day, or the fact that you didn't make it to yoga that morning, or the fact that you should have done this, or you should have done that, or you blah, 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 blah. How quickly do you give your power away to that thing? Here's the thing. It's not any of those things that are diverting your trajectory. It's what you're believing about those things and yourself underneath that are diverting your energy. Because how would it feel to eat the thing, to watch the show, to miss the yoga, to do any of those things I just said, and not make it mean anything about you or your path or what you're meant for or where you're going? Who would you be if something like that couldn't take your power away anymore? Like, this is huge. This is huge, you guys. Like, as I'm saying this right now, do you realize how much you do that? Do you realize how easily you give your power away? Because it's not those things that have power over you. It's what you tell yourself about yourself and those things that take you out of your own game. So, moral of this first point that I want to make is, stop trying to do it perfectly. You're allowed to not be perfect. In fact, that's what being human is about. Balance 100%. And it requires more discipline in the beginning when you're cultivating an identity of yourself in the direction you seek, because without consistency and discipline through means of devotion, it's hard to tap into that. It's always something you're reaching for. And then you get to a point where it actually is who you are. So you can do the thing that's not that, because it's just a treat, or it's just a tired day, or it's just a funk, or whatever. And you can come back to who you are. So it does require more discipline in the beginning. But no matter what, wherever you're at, we're not meant to be perfect, and it's not required. The only thing standing in between you and where you want to get to, when we bring it down to energetics, is you just believing you can. You believing you're worthy of it. And this self-development work comes in not as a means of doing things to reach that level, but it's through doing these things with discipline and awareness that allow you to rewire belief in yourself that it's possible for you. Right? Like becoming healthy, becoming healed, becoming whole, becoming excited, becoming trustful. These things create a different energy coming out of you, which create a different match of what gets brought back to you. So these modalities that you're leaning into, they're just helping you become that. But they're not the means to the end. They're not required, right? It's not required for you to be fully healthy, for you to make tons of money or hit goals in your career that you want or find the love of your life. Look for examples of that literally everywhere. But if that's what you're, that's what you know, the doorway that you're being called to go into to rewire the belief that it is possible for you, then that's what you've got to lean into. But you don't have to be perfect. You've just got to create that identity and then stop giving your power away when you don't do it perfectly. One of my favorite things to play with is, I used to be such a perfectionist, and I'm sure a lot of you can resonate with this. Like, I would get on I would gain the momentum to be like, okay, here I am. I want to commit to this. And I would do it. And then I would do it imperfectly one day, and I would call off the whole thing. That doesn't work. That's not the point of any of it. Instead, what I started playing with was what was so much fun is I realized it's not about doing it perfectly. It's about still continuing on with as much velocity and focus after you've made an imperfect move that changes the whole game. AKA not giving your power away to something outside of you when you can't always be the version of yourself you hold on a pedestal. You, as you are right now, you are the one on the pedestal right now, as you are. Any belief that sits between you and in believing that, that is what these things that you're committing to are rewiring. And the showing up for yourself and building the self-trust and the self-confidence and the self-love through that, it's all coming back to these core beliefs. And once you get there, then you really can be in alignment and trajectory of the big dreams. So stop giving your power away. Stop trying to do it perfectly. And instead, yes, show up with consistency and discipline in the direction you want, but hold the belief and the focus and the velocity even when you do it imperfectly. Stop making it mean anything other than that. Stay on the path. That is right there one of the biggest pieces of the entire game. Can you get behind that? Can you remember that? Can you put this in your back pocket? There's one other piece of this that I want to open into for this episode that I've been seeing a lot as well. And that is coming from a very different side of doing it perfectly. When bad things or negative things or difficult circumstances come up around you, the tendency to blame yourself for making that happen, aka manifesting that. If someone gets hurt, or there's loss in the family, or something happens to an animal, or there's a death even, or there's whatever. Like, I have been talking to some women who are like, is this my fault? Did I create this? And oh my gosh, we need to cut that right now, okay? Again, we are human having a human experience. We live in a world where there is a circle of life where good things happen and difficult things happen. Doesn't matter if you are the most saintly person in the world, things are still gonna happen because that's how it works. You cannot blame yourself when things happen. You absolutely cannot. And this is so important because if you're living in fear and you're afraid that you're attracting negative things to you, you're actually not in the work of this work. That is the natural state of the unaware, not very conscious human. When it's in a things are happening to me energy, when you find yourself coming from that or acting from that, you're actually not in the work. You might be aware of the work in the back of your mind, but that is not doing the work. And in this path of self-actualizing, of evolving, of expanding, if you're in fear or going down that path, that's not it. That's not the point. The point in how you know you're doing this is when you're grounded, coming from love, coming from trust. Everything is happening for me. And that doesn't mean bad things don't happen. That doesn't mean hard things don't happen. It means I'm cultivating every day the strength and the trust in myself that I know how to navigate when the hard things do come up. That I can be that pillar of light for others when the hard things do come up. That I'll have enough juice in my cup so that I won't run dry when the hard things do come up, so that I can help others learn how to fill their cup up when they're dry. When you are in alignment with this work, your light from the inside out is continually being nurtured and nourished, not so that nothing bad happens or blaming yourself when bad things happen, but so that you get to walk through life as an empowered version of yourself that knows how to handle things, that is no longer afraid of everything because she trusts herself that if something comes up, she'll be able to deal with it. That's when you're in alignment with the work. So if you are someone who catches yourself blaming yourself when things happen, you have to relook at this. That's not the point of any of this. That's a very dense, low piece of ourselves. That's a form of self-sabotage. That's not how this works. Even when you become your most powerful version of yourself with all of this, you cannot control what's around you. You cannot control. And the more you try to control everything around you, the more you're not actually doing it. To be in it is to know I control myself and nothing else. And it's through that which I'm able to tap into my most sovereign, energetic, empowered state, where my cup is full, I'm overflowing out into the world, and I trust myself to handle whatever comes up. I trust my love. I trust my ability to hold, to give, to be there. But never, never blaming myself when things out of my control happen. Please don't do that, okay? Please don't do that. So, stop trying to do it perfectly. Just do it. Imperfectly you. Because you will never be perfect. We will never be perfect. So when you can get behind doing it imperfectly and not making that mean that you need to give your power away when you mess up, or that when bad things happen, it's because of you, but instead doing it imperfectly and knowing that that is enough, everything you seek will arrive on your doorstep. Stick with it. You got this. You're more powerful than you could ever imagine, especially when you stay aware. This ride is fun, and it gets to be. Bring yourself back to that. When you find yourself feeling the heart opening, the mind opening, the shoulders softening, the jaw unclenching, the deep breath of, oh, okay, anything is possible. That's how you know you're in alignment and you're actually doing it. And then you don't give that away to anything outside of yourself. You got this. Keep this in your back pocket. Return to this episode when you need, and I'll see you next week.